We got new boots, and I'm so thrilled. They're Tecovas boots. And you know why I'm so excited about getting Tecovas boots and why I was so happy to get mine in the mail? Because the girlies from Potomac went to the Tecovas store in the most recent season of Real Housewives of Potomac, and I was like, if Robin and Karen have Tecovas, I want Tecovas.
Well, I have a good reason, too, because I've been doing a bunch of line dancing, and I didn't have any cowboy boots, and so I got my Tecovas, and let me tell you, the difference it makes to be dancing in cowboy boots... Huge.
On the line dancing floor. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. So you can really smack the floor and swing around. You need cowboy boots.
Yeah, I didn't get cowboy boots. I got Chelsea boots, but they're great. They're brown.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to see them.
They're just, I like taking them on and off. They're so lovely. They're kind of a beautiful leather. They're beautiful leather.
Well, they're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage bootmaking. They've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots, but they've innovated on comfort, style, and service. It's true because cowboy boots can be a little bit hard to break in.
Yep.
You know? Yep. Mine, I was swinging around, no pain.
No pain. And Tecovas is Western to their core. They offer a bunch of other head-to-toe Western staples like trucker jackets, the perfect jeans, performance pearl snaps, cowboy hats, bandanas, you name it. They'll get you outfitted. They believe in Western for all. And you can feel that when you go into their stores. When you walk in, you'll be greeted like family. I saw them do it to the girlies from the Real Housewives of Potomac. It seemed like they were being greeted like family. You'll be offered a boot shine and a drink. Yes, even the hard stuff if you prefer. And you can get custom fitted for a new pair of boots. But if you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and the most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com, that's Tecovas.com, and point your toes west.
You will drain it. Yeah, yeah, Neo. Yeah, they want to know. Hey. Neo.
Hey. Yeah, yeah. Neo. Come on. Hey. I want to be famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities who don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And justice for Lana Del Rey. Just kidding. I mean, who cares?
Who cares? It's like, could not matter less. She could not have mattered less at that show. She's not a... What's weird about Lana is, like, you'd think by the style of her music, she would be a quote-unquote Grammys artist, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Which we now know is not a term just made up by people who watch the Grammys, but is literally an internal term.
Internal language. Internal, yeah.
Language used when they scam you into thinking that it's voted on by people, but it's essentially just picked by people who think, who like certain artists and want them to perform on the show.
Yeah.
The point is that you'd think that Lana would be one of those artists. She is like a cool, revolutionary, borderline adult contemporary artist, you know, in other realms of whatever. The point is that she's so far from it, they practically ignore her. And she shows up in like a dress she bought at Cachet on sale. And her like cop boyfriend, it's like she's at somebody. It's like she was invited to your wedding a week before and she's like, sure, I'll come.
She got on the third tier wedding invite list.
I mean, this woman had like probably the best album of the year and she is barely a fixture in the Grammys world. Like she's just not even part of the conversation.
It's not that the Grammys aren't relevant. It's that they don't have to be. It's like,
no,
she's not relevant to the Grammys, but that's not going to affect her. Her winning Grammys isn't really going to change anything for her, and her not winning Grammys isn't going to change anything for her. And I think she must sort of know that. But also, she probably can't help but be a little annoyed whenever Billie Eilish wins everything.
It's funny because it's like at the same year that this all comes out about the kind of scammy Grammys. And like, if you don't know, look up Deborah Dugan, who is the former CEO of the Grammys, who was ousted or left on her own. I forget how it really how it happened supposedly, but a week before the Grammys air, this woman leaves as CEO, and she basically alleges that, and is backed up by a lot of people, that essentially not only are the Grammys still paying Neil Portno, is that his last name?
Who are the Grammys like still supporting like alleged rapists? They're also completely rigged, and here's why.
Right. Basically, she's like, the Grammys are rigged. Here's why, here's how. And then a week later, the show like has to quote unquote go on, right? This like 3 hour plus monster of a show.
Taylor Swift is like, I'm not going.
Taylor Swift doesn't show up. Beyonce, I don't know why Beyonce doesn't show up, but she doesn't show up. So you have like these.
Honestly, you know what I think about Taylor Swift and Beyonce? I think that yes, they were making a stand or potentially taking a stand against, you know, and be showing solidarity with this woman. But also, wouldn't you take any opportunity to not go? They could be like, oh my God, thank God we don't have to go to the Grammys.
No, totally.
Let's just blame it on this woman. Ugh.
I mean, if you don't go, though, you don't win. I mean, that could not be any clearer, you know,
it's just like when someone cancels plans that you don't want to go to. You know,
like,
that's what it is.
I feel so much better. Yeah, I mean, just like it's wild to watch award after award where if you're not there, you don't win.
It's not even award after award. What, they give out like two awards all night? It's amazing. Right.
I mean, it's true. But it is one of those shows that is a cool showcase for music in terms of like if you really have not been paying attention. For example, my parents, who I watched it with, my cousin, who I watched it with. But I gotta say, there are certain artists that like you really don't see any time during the year except for at the Grammys. I'll give you two. One, Her, H-E-R. Artist, Grammys artist.
Oh yeah, I saw that tweet that was like, Her doesn't exist outside the Grammys.
And then the other one is Gary Clark Jr., who
yeah, the
I
Grammys
know
love Gary Clark
people
Jr.
People like him, but he literally is like a Grammys artist. I mean, this guy is at the Grammys every year.
He's an artist
performing.
Artist. Yeah.
So there's just a lot of things, but there were some cool moments, I have to say. Lil Nas X performing every version of every remix of Old Town Road, like as he cycled through like different rooms. Very cool. Very cool. Because BTS didn't perform by themselves, so they performed with him on that. You have Mason Ramsey. You had him at the end. It was Lil Nas X and Nas performing together a new song. It was like a cool moment. Lizzo did a good job opening the show. Alicia Keys like definitely has found her niche, which is this like very like James Corden meets like Mother Earth kind of host. You know, like she's singing like parody songs with like words that she made up, but then she's also like all love. It's the like vibiest Grammys because of that thing, but she's good at it. She's good at it, right?
Thank you so much for speaking our language to all the amazing artists in here tonight. All night long. We got a lot to change. We got a lot to do. Keep speaking the truth. Peace and love. We love you so much.
I mean, we say this every year. The Grammys are fun. They're reliably fun because it's mostly performances.
Yeah.
So the awards truly do not matter.
Right. But if you did care and if it did matter, it would matter to one person last night, and that was Billie Eilish.
Mm-hmm.
Or
Demi Lovato, who performed a new song, and then it went to like number two on the charts.
That was nice for her. She cried. Yeah. It was really sad, really emotional, really sad. Mm-hmm. So Billie Eilish, I think, had the night. Billie Eilish, who were them? That's the real question. I don't know if the Grammys like bump you up, but definitely Billie Eilish people are this year, today are like, who is Billie Eilish? Again, the like cycle begins anew.
Yeah.
There are a certain group of people who are watching the Grammys who are like, huh? Or even didn't watch the Grammys and hear on the news, Billie Eilish won every single Grammy last night. Oh, who is that? I don't know. I never heard of that person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've heard this song. Listen to the song. Oh, I've heard this song. That's the, you know what I mean? That's just like the cycle. But what else? I mean, I think that was it.
But at least Shania Twain and Bebe Rexha presented an award together.
Two country stars.
Country superstars.
They're really the same brand of country star at this point, to be honest. Bebe doesn't know why she's there. Shania doesn't know why she's there.
The woman in me is super thrilled to stand on the Grammy stage with this artist who broke barriers for women in country and beyond. So make some noise for Shania Twain, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Bebe.
Listen to this. I loved, she was interviewed by E.T., Shania Twain, not Bebe.
Yeah.
And I just cannot believe the extent to which the Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston narrative has entered the discourse.
Oh, no.
Listen to this.
I gotta ask you, Brad Pitt's having a heck of a year. Yes. Does he finally impress you much?
He always has. Well, this is the whole irony of it all. So it's all in good humor. Yeah. And I think it's just, this is what entertainment is all about, you know, having fun and keeping a laugh in it all, really.
You know, Shania, he's won a SAG award, he's won a Golden Globe, and he's so funny in his speeches. What I'm going to love is if he then wins an Oscar and says in his speech, Shania Twain, have I finally impressed you?
Oh, okay, I thought you were going to say Shania Twain does not impress me. That's what I thought it was going to get it back, but anyway.
What a clunky little interview, but I was just like, wow, they are finding, like, Brad Pitt really is everywhere. They're talking to Shania Twain, living legend, on the red carpet, and they ask about Brad Pitt. I mean, that it's part of one of her most famous songs, but still.
But it's also just like, no, like, I don't want to hear about that. Who can, Shania doesn't need, what is Shania going to say? Like, okay, cool. All right. I know. I didn't even write that song.
Throw Shania Twain into the category of singers that includes Lana Del Rey, musical artists whose speaking voices I am completely unfamiliar with. when Shania Twain speaks, I'm like, you could be like my mother. When Lana Del Rey speaks, I'm like, you could be the person I talked to like at the coffee shop this morning. I've never heard that voice in my entire life.
You have to play the clip of her talking about the mall.
I mean, tell us about the
dress, girl, yes.
So I actually had another dress, and then my boyfriend and I were getting a belt for him at the mall, and I saw this, and I loved it. So this is a last-minute dress.
The most wonderful, relatable story.
But I love it.
And you know what? It matches his silver fox hair. I like
it. I know. Yeah, it's very cool.
I see you two holding hands. You're a happy girl.
Yeah, I am happy.
This voice is like Lana Del Rey, them. This voice is a who. The biggest who I've ever heard in my entire life, this voice.
She is so inspiring. She barely wants to be there. She definitely was asked to perform and said no. I mean, I just think she's just like incredibly inspiring. She got her dress at the mall a week before. You know, she got it tailored by the mall tailor.
She looks great, but I think also you look great if you put in a little bit of effort at these things. You don't have to wear like high fashion.
I mean, she's also very beautiful. So you look great if you are baseline amazing looking and you put on a dress. You look amazing.
Let's move on to this music-related story.
Well, this is the weirdest thing from last week. Are people still caring about this? I mean,
people are going to keep doing, like, there's always the lag when it comes to this meme. Like, we'll still be seeing this meme for, like, another week and a half.
I hate it. I hate this meme. It makes...
It's bad. It's just so obvious. It's weird. I feel like I'd seen it before. It doesn't make any... Like, it is not unique to Dolly Parton at all. Like, yes, she started this particular format, but, like, it's not about her, which is why it's so annoying. Like, the Dolly Parton challenge is not something that's, like, specifically about, like, wow, Dolly Parton has... looks different sometimes, you know, like
I just feel so weird about the way that this, like, this meme is so inauthentic, you know. And Dolly, despite her, you know, her whole shtick is that I'm inauthentic but I'm authentic, you know. And so this makes no sense to be something that she would start. But also, obviously, we know she didn't do shit to start it because she doesn't do her own social. She doesn't probably pick up a phone anytime, you know, of her.
Yeah,
day,
there's a company that does the social media for her. It's the same company. It's a Nashville-based company that does social for a lot of country artists.
Right.
So they did this. She probably had to approve it, or the person she hires to approve these things approved it, and it went up. And it's like boring, basically parental Facebook level humor, right?
But it, like, is ultimately really funny because the meme itself, which I'll just like describe to you, but I'm sure you've seen it, is a celebrity is taking four photos of themselves and saying one is LinkedIn, one is Facebook, one is Instagram, and one is Tinder. So
the different ways
LinkedIn
you present
is,
yourselves on all these platforms.
But it's so funny because these people who are doing this don't use LinkedIn. They don't
and they
use
don't use Tinder.
And they don't use Tinder. So it's like,
and they really
okay,
don't use Facebook.
Right. And they don't use Instagram. And they're putting it on Instagram, but they don't use Instagram. So it's so funny that you would as a celebrity in 2020, that you would know what half of these kind of stereotypes even mean.
That's just the proof that it was done by, like, a social media company and, like, normal people and not celebrities. Like, Dolly Parton, like, has no idea what LinkedIn is. And you cannot convince me otherwise. There's no reason for Dolly Parton to know what LinkedIn is. I don't want her to know what LinkedIn is. I also don't want her to know what Tinder is. I don't want her to know what these things are. And the suggestion that she does is, like, so obviously untrue.
But it's just so funny because it's, like... it's so clear. So she posts it and the caption is, get you a woman who can do it all, which is like actually a very Dolly Parton
lesson. That's a Dolly Parton line.
But it has nothing to do with LinkedIn and it never has, but that's a Dolly Parton line. The point is that she doesn't hashtag it anything, but other celebrities start hashtagging it Dolly Parton challenge, meaning that this marketing company has been reaching out to other celebrities saying, hey, can you post this? Can you post this meme? Hashtag it Dolly Parton. So there's this like this secret,
I don't even know that I believe that
I think
happened.
So I think so. This did not spread because somebody just, because I think they sent them the template. I think they sent, you know, but
everyone's looks different. That's why I don't believe that it was any, I think that the barrier to entry was low. You could do this really easily. Instagram makes it really easy to just make the four frame thing now. Like, you just do it. And they saw, and everyone follows Dolly. Everyone likes Dolly.
I don't think so.
I'm sure that they're internally taking credit for it, okay? But it's one of those things where it's like, so? You know, like, other people saw this thing that you did and they copied it? Okay. I don't know. I didn't see any proof that they actually went to celebrities and gave them stuff, mostly because none of the stuff is uniform. Everyone's looks different.
I'm just saying, I think the success of this spread of this thing, the way that I saw it, is reeks of me to a marketing company, and we get the emails like this all the time that definitely sent this out and said, hey, Dolly did this thing. Like, if you love Dolly, like, join in. I don't think it's that hard to do that. And I think that's, they love to send an email. So I just wouldn't be surprised.
The funniest thing about this is that no one's looks the same. Everyone's using a different font or slight variant of the font.
Yes.
Or it's a little smaller. It's a little bigger. Some people have no idea what the meme even means.
What any of this means.
Like Padma Lakshmi, when she put Squidward in her Twitter one, I was like, Padma Lakshmi, you had three out of four correct.
Did you see Natalie Portman's?
Natalie Portman's. None of them are her.
Natalie Portman did it, and none of them is her. Wait, did I put that here? Where did it go? Hold on.
Natalie Portman's is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Natalie Portman's is really fucking good.
I've never seen someone misinterpret not just a meme, but anything more than Natalie Portman.
It's inspiring.
And the ones that get it right are just boring, because it's like, okay, you're number one, a lot of people are just showing photos from movies they do. They're not even personal photos. It would be one thing if they were actually like sort of candid photos, but like Viola Davis's are like an old headshot, a clip from her on How to Get Away with Murder. It's like, this isn't that interesting. And also, I hate the language challenge, because there's nothing challenging about a celebrity showing photos of themselves.
I cannot get over Natalie Portman's. It's Millie Bobby Brown in a collared shirt, LinkedIn. And then it's, who is this Giada? Who is this woman? It's some random woman in like a plaid shirt for Facebook.
Oh, I think it's Giada.
Is it Giada? And then it's Keira Knightley against a tree wearing like high fashion for Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then it's Emily Ratajkowski, who she thinks is like in a bikini for Tinder. And it's like, Natalie, clearly this is not how the meme works.
And their caption is, this is how you do this, right? Upside down face. But I don't know.
Oh, so maybe, do you think that she knows that she's doing it wrong?
I don't know. I don't know that that proves anything.
Sometimes it's okay to not do anything at all. You don't have to do it wrong.
Why didn't you just do it right?
Why do you just not do it at all?
Ilana Glazer commented, lol. Emrata said, honored. I don't trust Natalie.
Emrata said honored. Get the.
Emrata said honored. I don't. No offense. I don't think that this was intentional humor. I think this was literally like, I don't know what I'm doing. And everyone was like, "Hello, Natalie. Nats, you're so funny." It's like, Natalie Portman, I don't know much about Natalie. I can't speak to Natalie Portman's personal life, but let me tell you something. I don't for one second believe that Natalie Portman is a funny person.
Definitely did this herself. She did this. She was like, ooh, I love a meme about like women. Get you a woman who could do it all. But it's like not accurate, but it's not her. So she, okay, we have to move on. This is like hurting my brain. I hate when celebrities do stuff like this.
I worry Natalie Portman is about to do a food empire too.
She's getting vegan food stuff.
Because we don't really have like a,
she'd be stupid if she didn't. She's like our biggest vegan celebrity. Is she?
I'm trying to think about...
The only other vegan celebrity who talks about shit is Alicia Silverstone. Who else? Seriously. Yeah,
she's like spitting up her... And she's like chewing and spitting it out. No one wants that. I feel like the thing that complicates it is her relationship with Jonathan Safran Foer. Quote unquote relationship with Jonathan Safran Foer. Because I feel like there's probably a weird tension there where it's like, I want to do something. Do I have to involve this guy?
Right.
Do I have... Her whole thing is like, have you read Eating Animals? 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 And so it's like, can she do something and distance herself from eating animals?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. But I would say like, you know, 1% of people know about that whole thing. Yeah. Or remember that it even happened. It's such a blip, you know?
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Looking for an apartment sucks wherever you live. People in New York will say, oh, it's so hard to find an apartment here. It's hard to find an apartment anywhere. It stinks. You have your mandatories. You have the things that you won't compromise on. You have the things that you don't care about. Like, let's say, I need a dishwasher. I can't live without a dishwasher. I don't care if I don't have a washer and dryer. Some people feel the exact opposite. Some people don't need any amenities. Some people need an elevator. Some people don't.
That's so beautiful. We all need different things. And that's why Apartments.com has an app where you can literally use it to tell it what you need and what you don't need. And it tells you, oh, apartments. Here's some.
So instead of looking through every single rental listing you possibly can in the neighborhoods you want, you set and forget, like in that old rotisserie grill ad, you set and forget what you want And Apartments.com will let you know when an apartment that matches what you want appears on the market.
From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tools let you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking are listed. So you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alerts mean you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time doing you.
Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
I'm still mad that we're like talking about this.
Julianne Hough.
Yeah, I mean, she just like is everywhere. And this is just spawned from the Oprah. It's just like further this Oprah thing as far as getting her more attention. But she really knows how to like capture.
Yeah.
The imagination with weird shit, because it is vague as to like what she believes and what she's going for. But she is in the same category as like Gwyneth Paltrow, as it turns out, you mm-hmm. know.
Because she's just like more dramatic Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, it's funny. So she posts this video gets posted. Not even she posts it. Somebody takes a video of her at Davos. Else. Davos is that one of the few genius the
economic forum. Yeah.
Right. Like, but it's become like ridiculous. Of course, it's become mm-hmm. like bastardized. And like now it's just a place for weird, like very, very rich celebrities.
It started as this place where it's like, let's talk about like the state of the world economy and like what we can do about like climate change and like big right. ideas that like we as rich and influential people in the world can do to make things better. And now it's turned into like essentially Art Basel / South by Southwest for rich celebrities, you know?
Like, right. It's just weird. It's very rich people and celebrities coming together to like talk about new age stuff, essentially. Mm-hmm. So you have this video of Julianne Hough on a massage table, and this guy is doing essentially what looks
Reiki?
Like Reiki to her. Or you can't really tell, honestly.
It looks like Reiki, yeah.
But I mean, I'll tell you why it is Reiki, but it looks like a version of Reiki, but then her reaction is like she's being exorcised. So people are like, Julianne Hough is having an exorcism, which is hilarious.
And there's always a huge dissipation of energy and a feeling of relief, release, freedom.
So I think this woman, this like comedian, posts it and is like, whoa. And Julianne Hough comments. She posts it and she says something about it being an exorcism. And Julianne Hough comments, I thought the same thing when I first saw it too, laugh face. Derek Hough comments, this stuff looks wacky and crazy, but diving into it with the understanding of pure energy is a pretty wild experience. Maybe ahead of its time, but worth an open mind. This defensive shit right here. The point is that this is... this is... a practically an advertisement, although I feel like Julianne Hough has been involved in this shit for a long time, for the Goop Netflix show. It all goes back to fucking Goop, which is so funny to me. So I Google this guy. I'm like, who is this doctor? What is he doing or not doctor? And as it turns out, there's literally a full episode about him on the Goop show. So I watched the episode and it's just like hilarious. Julianne Hough is in it. She's literally in it. They're like, we're going to have him come do body work to some Goop employees and Julianne Hough. Like she's like the celebrity guest who just happens to be mm-hmm. around to come do it. And what this guy is doing, he's a chiropractor turned body worker, which is what he calls what he does. But it's essentially Reiki. But he won't call it Reiki because if he calls it Reiki, it becomes like not his kind of celebrity brand of Reiki. Do you mm-hmm. know what I mean? It takes away from
yeah. oh,
this
yeah.
like kind of weird version of upscale Reiki that he's essentially doing.
It's like Julianne Hough can't call what she does Taibo because Taibo already
exactly,
exists.
Right, exactly. So it's just kind of like funny to watch it. And no one, and they don't mention it on the show. I mean, they don't mention it at all. And I had our friend Dr. Gab watch this because I was like, tell me what you think about this. And she's like, this is bullshit, basically. Because, you know, I mean, people are having like physical reactions to this work that he's doing to them, which is essentially kind of like taking his hands and moving it around their body. But what it essentially is like power of suggestion shit. We're like, I tell you mm-hmm. what's going to happen because I'm like, you're going to feel this. You might feel this. This might happen because I'm warning you as to not scare you. And then you do it. And in your mind, you're like, this is going to happen. I'm doing this, you know, and you do it. But it's also just so funny because Julianne Hough is the most performative version of this. I mean, she mm-hmm. has this shit down. So when she does it, it looks insane because she is the performer.
She's a dancer. Yeah. Like, this is what she does. She is a dancer. She's a born, she is a born performer in the truest sense. Yeah. Like, fully theater kid, the ultimate extreme version of theater dance kid. Right. She has turned it into not only a profession, but into, like, this, into entrepreneurship. You know? Like, this is her everything.
I do.
Behaving like
and
this.
This is, and what's annoying about this is, like, Reiki as a practice does work for people in terms of putting you in a mindset to address issues, to think about past trauma, you know, to open up, right? Sometimes that works for people, right?
That's what I know about Reiki. Like, I mean, I don't want to get into, like, pseudoscience, and, like, whether or not Reiki is hooey, but, like, when I know people who, I've never done Reiki, but the people I know who do Reiki, the reason they like it so much is because it's this, like, it's specifically therapeutic psychologically.
Well, it's like, it's your it's this mindset that you're being put in. The person who does it is really good at, it's setting you in a mindset that is like a very
doing
safe
something meditative
and, like,
almost.
Yeah, where it opens you to, like, express yourself in ways that maybe you haven't been able to before. The point is that the celebrity version of this is saying, oh, I'm creating my own thing. It's called Energy Flow Formula. And anyone can do it if you pay me $9.99 a month or whatever. So it's like you go to his website and you're like, oh my God, like, this literally is a Reiki pyramid scheme scam. Whether or not Gwyneth Paltrow believes in it, which she does, and you know, whatever, it's still being, he's using her and this platform to, like, kind of sell bullshit in a way, you know, because buying this process is very different than just going to a local Reiki practitioner and trying it, you know, and seeing if it works for you. And it's annoying because the rest of the Goop show, which, like, I kind of, like, peruse through the rest, it's not all kind of dangerous bullshit, right? But some of it, it's all lumped together. And that's when, you know,
that's
a problem, because, like, episode one's about, like, mushrooms, right? Therapeutic mushroom work, which I believe in a ton. I believe in that fully, right? Like, microdosing and how it can help you and all these types of things. And then you have this, and it's like, this is bullshit, right? And that's not bullshit. But if you're going to lump it all in and say, we believe in things that are non-traditional, you're going to get people who, like, say, oh, mushrooms, I actually really, you know, that's experience that I'm interested in. Maybe I'm interested in this too. And it's like, no, these are on different levels of bullshit.
If anything, it's like a docuseries on a type of person, you know, like a type of person who is into this sort of thing and has the money and the time and the contact list to enjoy these sorts of
things. And
then
when you decide you're that type of person, you go to goop.com and you buy yourself, like, a $50 jade egg or whatever they're selling. And that's just, like, essentially what it goes back to.
It just seems so, I don't know, opportunistic and scammy in this very obvious way. If you just read his career history, because he keeps bouncing from one thing to the next thing to the next thing.
And he's, like, learning new vocabularies to, like, speak about what he's saying. Yes. And then it's, like, finally clicks. I mean, and of course, like, the Huffs are, like, perfect marks for him. Perfect marks. Mm-hmm. Because those are the types of people that are open to the power of suggestion, you know, because when they're open to anything.
You can't be a skeptic and enjoy
this. No, no, no. You have to be open to, you're like, I'd love a thing to associate with that brings me into this realm. And it's like, this is the perfect thing. Julian Huff can say, I've been working with Dr. John since 2013 or whatever. That's what she literally says. It's like, oh, so you're the oldest, you know, fool in this book, in this guy's book, essentially, his celebrity book. And, like, it's so weird because if you go on his, like, Instagram, it's like his family and Julian Huff is, like, following his kid on Instagram. It's like, she's so fully, like, integrated into this whole thing, and now she gets to say, like, and her Derek Huff gets to say, like, well, if you should try it, you know, you should open your mind to new things, which is, like, that's good advice, but this is not the thing that you should be saying open your mind to, you know.
Her lifestyle brand is so interesting because it truly contains multitudes, because we're sitting here talking about how she is pseudo endorsing this person who basically exercises you and uses energy to, like, I don't even know how to explain
basically
what he does.
We just said everything you need to say.
Who the most recent Instagram that popped up was Kate Hudson and Oliver Hudson on Gwyneth's show making an espresso martini with Kate Hudson's new brand of vodka. Right. I was like Gwyneth Paltrow is literally doing everything.
Yeah, she does everything.
She's just doing everything.
She does everything. It doesn't matter. Okay. There's no standards. Like, that's the thing. It's like you think she's setting these high standards for stuff, but there's no standard. She'll do whatever. No. Yeah.
There's no standards. And now it's time for the most markless headline of the week.
Which one of these do you like? Oh, you put more in. Oh, this guy gets this.
Well,
terrible.
I put one more because it was just crazy.
Let's just do this.
We have four. let's pick one. Is it 4 royally banned trends Meghan Markle can wear now? I do like that angle.
Moving on. I like the angle. Moving on.
A doggy debut, obviously, Daily Mail. A doggy debut. Meghan Markle's black Labrador Oz is pictured for the first time as she steps out for a stroll, hyphen. But will she now reunite with Bogart, who she left behind in
Incredible.
Canada?
This is the Lammy storyline of Meghan Markle, which is Meghan gave away a dog when she moved to England. Where is that dog?
Yeah, and England is like, does she care about her dog?
Right.
Does she care about
her
dog?
We remember the dog. Does she remember the dog? It's like, shut up.
And then there's this. Thomas Markle threatens to give an interview every 30 days until Prince Henry or Meghan calls him as he says, quote, I can't sit in silence for the rest of my life waiting for someone to get back to
me. This guy is a goner. No one has been more of a goner than Thomas Markle.
Although, who can't relate to, I can't sit in silence for the rest of my life waiting for someone to get back to me when they're like really hoping for an email.
He's getting ghosted.
You know?
I wish every time someone didn't get back to me, I could go to the Daily Mail and be like, I will email them every 30. I will give an interview every 30 days about this.
For those of you who don't know, Lindsay and I are the king and queen of not getting emailed back. So
And you know what? I'm willing to give an...
I would love to threaten people with this.
I would love to give an interview every 30 days about emails that people haven't returned to me.
Oh, I know. Oh, I'd love to name names. Which one do you want to give it to? The doggy debut or do you Thomas Markle?
It's... No, Thomas Markle's funny.
Thomas Markle threatens to give an interview every 30 days until Prince Harry or Meghan call him, as he says.
I can't sit in silence
the rest of my life waiting for someone to get back to me.
It's so bad. It's so bad that people are still letting him talk. It's so bad.
I just love the or there where he's like, I'll take either one, as though one of them is easier than the other.
And you know, the reason why Meghan and Harry won't deal with him is because of Samantha Markle.
I think Samantha made it a lot worse.
She's
manipulating
him. He's probably bad too.
Samantha is egging him on. Samantha is the Phineas to his Billie Eilish, I gotta say. Yeah.
I mean, didn't he just give comment that was like, I'm disappointed in them for leaving or something? Like,
yes.
Who cares? Like, ugh.
He also said in the subhead here, he says, oh, it says, Mr. Markle claims Meghan is not being bullied and is not a victim of racism. And then he's quoted as saying, I'm having trouble buying that. There's never been a problem with Meghan in terms of her race. Okay, dude.
Shut up. He's what in her. Like, and also, it's just like, if you don't like Meghan, just look at this shit. How could you be not team Meghan if this is the kind of shit that she's dealing? You know what I mean? It's so, whenever I feel.
Who wouldn't want to escape to the royal family to get away from this family, you know?
I just.
If this were my family, you bet your ass I'd move to England and try to fucking marry a royal.
And I just feel like if this is the shit that you're dealing with, it's like, no matter what you're kind of manipulating on your side, it's not this. This is the fucking worst. If you're dealing with this, you have to be a strong person. This is the fucking worst, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Your old ass dad giving interviews to Good Morning Britain about how, you know, there's never been a problem with Meghan in terms of race. And I will give an interview every 30 days about this girl and her childhood
until they email me.
Or send me a Venmo for $50 or whatever he fucking wants from her.
Yeah.
Okay, move him into the mansion with them.
Siesta Keys Madison, 2S's, defends romance with 46-year-old producer-ish.
I know. Sorry. Who cares about Siesta Key? But it is funny that it came back and this was like in the headlines. Siesta Key is that like show that I don't think anyone watches. Although people watch it if it came back on MTV. It's the...
No, I do not watch it, but I will watch Floribama Shore when it comes back, although it probably won't.
I think it came back and you didn't want... Did you have... Are you like...
I've watched every episode of Floribama Shore that exists. Yes. I've seen every Floribama Shore.
I'm like at the Floribama Shore right now, to be honest. But... like literally.
Oh, wait. No, a new season premiered on November 14th that I never watched. Yeah, whoops.
I was like, I had a feeling you weren't watching. So Siesta Key is like the other version of... It's like Floribama Shore's like evil twin. Or the other way around. Let's be real. They're both evil twins. And one of the women from Siesta Key, who's a 25-year-old woman named Madison Halsberg, is dating her former producer, who's 46, And she talks about it on the show. I'm dating our producer, Ish. Do you remember him from season one? She revealed to Chloe Troutman in season three premiere.
The age difference, this is not my problem with this. The problem with this is like, don't date your reality TV producer. No. That's not
their
a good match.
Their job is to manipulate you.
That's exactly.
Your reality TV producer's job, like they're trained to do this, is to manipulate you.
You're sending an application saying proficient in Word. They're sending an application saying proficient in emotional manipulation.
Yeah,
totally. And that's how they get jobs.
Yeah, right. Can ask leading questions. God. Can convince 20-year-olds to do stuff. That's their greatest skill.
Oh my god. Okay.
Romance for himself.
Oh
moving
my god.
On.
Oscar nominee Diane Warren. We haven't talked about Diane Warren enough. Diane Warren's Oscar presence this year. She's probably going to win for a song that I've literally never
listened to. Every year Diane Warren has an Oscar presence. Has there been a year in the past 10 that Diane Warren hasn't been a part of the Oscar experience?
No, that's fair.
Every year she's like, "Hello."
she's got the real momentum to win, especially because the big people. It's the song that Chrissy Metz sings in that Christian movie.
What?
Breakthrough? Chrissy Metz sings
Chrissy it. Metz sings a song in a Christian movie written by Diane Warren?
Chrissy Metz is going to perform a Diane Warren song at the Oscars. At the Oscars. The Oscars.
This is the worst thing about the Oscars. On every single level, giving people awards for their lifetime work, but the actual award itself is for something ridiculous that they did. It's their time to win. Is the worst fucking thing about the Oscars.
That's one third to one half of the Oscars. So, Thomas Newman probably going to win this year for a score I didn't even like. But guess what? He's been nominated like 14 times and he's never won.
It's just absurd that we're like out here giving like Renee Zellweger the Oscar for Judy, but it's really for all of her work.
And she's already won. Renee Zellweger has won is the stupidest part. She doesn't need to win for Judy. She's won before.
Okay. I just hate this.
Diane Warren's been nominated 10 times
stupid.
In the past.
And
this is her 11th, but she's never won.
The wife has nothing.
Listen to the iconic songs that Diane Warren has been nominated for an Oscar for and has not won for. Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now. Iconic song.
Iconic.
Because You Loved Me. How could you get more iconic?
That should have won.
How Do I Live? Oh, wait. That's how you get more iconic. I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. We're Still Iconic. Yeah. Music of My Heart.
Honestly, great. A banger.
Amazing song. Yeah. You Told Me to Run. You Told Me to Hide. Yeah. There You'll Be. We talked about this last week. It's so iconic. Grateful, the Rita Ora song.
Honestly,
iconic.
Iconic
why not?
To us, it's fine. No, that's incredible.
Arguably iconic. Two Daily Mail caption writers, iconic. Till It Happens to You. We thought she was going to win for that number, and she didn't.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Fun fact: Who won that year?
What year was it?
It was 2016. So the Oscars were on. Yeah, it was for movies from 2015.
I have no fucking idea. I don't know why I asked that. As if it's going to help me. I don't know who won.
Writings on the Wall, Sam Smith. Yikes. The worst Bond song ever that he won.
Yeah,
when he was the first gay person to win. Stand Up for Something, which is from the movie Marshall, which is a song I literally cannot remember.
No, that wasn't good. But she could have won then and they would have stopped her reign of terror, but she didn't win yet then, so she had to keep going, yeah?
And then last year, I'll Fight, which I do not remember, and also doesn't have a hyperlink. It's one of two songs on the Diane Warren website. Wikipedia
well,
that doesn't
from
have
what
a
movie. We don't even know what movie it's from.
Can you guess?
What was it called?
I'll Fight. Jennifer Hudson sang it.
No, I don't know. I have no idea. What's it from? A movie about boxing?
It's from a documentary, Lindsay. A documentary called RBG.
No.
Yes.
A movie.
This I'm Standing With You is from the movie Breakthrough. Do you want to hear some of it? Let's hear some of it.
Yeah.
Because I've literally never listened to it.
Wait, is this from the RBG movie?
No, this is from the movie Breakthrough, which is Chrissy Metz's Christian movie where her husband is played by Josh Lucas, I think.
That's so insane. How is this movie nominated for anything?
Through whatever you go through, I'm standing with you. And wherever you go to, I'll stand beside. And when you think that all the odds are all against you, and you just feel like giving up, well, I won't let you. Through whatever you go through, I'm standing with you.
Okay, I can't anymore. I'm done.
So she's probably going to win for that, which is
Diane
wild.
Diane Warren's iconic scale is just, it's plummeting. This is not iconic.
Do we think Diane Warren's going to win before we move into Cynthia
Probably
Erivo?
Because the other options are she has the best chance this year because the other options are even worse than I could have imagined. We didn't even talk about why we're talking about Diane Warren.
The reason we brought her up is because she sideswiped Nia Long on New Year's Eve and sparked a new friendship.
You're like, okay, 10 minutes in, why are they still talking about Diane Warren? Well, let me tell you, she sideswiped Nia Long on New Year's and sparked a new friendship.
That is a Daily Mail headline. They got into nothing more Los Angeles. I'm sorry, Damien Chazelle. Why isn't the opening song of La La Land about two people getting into a car accident
Diane
and becoming
Warren
friends?
Diane Warren will write the song about getting in an accident with Nia Long on New Year's. Also, notice, this took 21 days for them. It happened on New Year's Eve. It took 21 days for the Daily Mail to report that Diane Warren sideswiped Nia Long because I guess one of them mentioned it, right? I mean, obviously somebody mentioned it. She said, she gave an interview about it, but
Nia
it's just
Long
so
did.
Funny that it took 21 days.
Nia Long did, right?
Not... This is the Larry David joke. You can't wish people Happy New Year's after a certain period of time.
Mm-hmm.
You can't talk about sideswiping Nia Long on New Year's 21 days after New Year's. Sorry.
Yes.
Doesn't count.
So they're friends. Who is Nia Long?
Actress.
Who them? Is who of them? Who?
She's kind of a who.
She's kind of a who.
But them. She's a who. She's a who. Is Diane Warren a who? Yes, 100%.
Diane Warren's a number one who. Nia Long is on the line. Also, I feel like that's a question for who dat, because I have a feeling that Nia Long is absolutely a black them.
Yeah, no, I think so, too. That's what I was thinking. Because Nia Long is in, like, every good movie. But, like, it's just, it's a matter of, like, I still think she's a who.
What's your favorite Nia Long movie? I know the answer.
What is it? To mine?
Yours, yeah.
What is it?
Oh, I thought you would say Best Man.
No, well, that's what but Best Man Holiday. She's in
Best Man Holiday. She's also in Soul Best Food, Man which I actually prefer Soul Food to Best Man, but I prefer Best Man Holiday to both of them.
Right, but I'm saying, like, you'd think it would be Best Man, but it's actually Best Man Holiday, which was better than Best Man. I'm sorry. It just was.
Okie dokie. Now we can talk about Cynthia Erivo.
This is still, like, underground goss, though, right?
It's underground goss, but it was reported on BOSIP. BOSIP is not an underground website. BOSIP is, like, a high-profile gossip website.
So a few days ago, the 23rd, Lena Waithe and her new wife, her new fiancé.
Estranged wife. No, they
her
were
new
married.
Wife. They got married. Married.
Alana Mayo.
Alana Mayo, who is a...
Not even a who. She's
an actress.
She's a producer.
She's a producer. She was an assistant for a while. If you go to her IMDb, she was an assistant for a while. She's a producer. They got married and they broke up 2 months after their wedding.
They were together for a number of years. They finally get suddenly married in November, I think. Courthouse wedding.
Right. Quick
Lena's
wedding.
Talking about it as she's on her Queen Slim promotion cycle. She's like, yeah, well, secretly we got married, which is a fun talking point, right? Like, I got Courthouse married to my girlfriend. We love each other. We just wanted, like, a no-fuss thing. Okay, cool. That's her talking point. She's married.
Mm-hmm.
Long-term girlfriend, Alana Mayo. They're married. Then, last week, we're getting divorced. We're getting divorced, but we're friends.
Sure.
Okay. Weird. I forgot you were married to someone named Alana Mayo. But I'll take it.
Uh-huh.
Then, come to find out, the rumor is she cheats all the time. She's a serial cheater.
Big cheater.
Serial cheater. And so the gossip is that she's, like, not only cheating, but, like, buying the people she's cheating with, the women she's cheating with, like, ostentatious gifts. Like,
right,
just
so
buying them tons
of
stuff.
There's a paper trail. There's a paper trail.
Like, she's not trying to be subtle about this cheating. She's not trying to be secretive about this cheating. She's, like, going all over the place buying these people stuff.
Right.
Then the newest gossip, obviously not confirmed, is that she's been cheating on Alana Mayo with Cynthia Erivo.
Which is crazy. Because these are both women who are
Oscar,
like, so
nominee
fully
for Harriet.
But they're both, like, so fully in the Oscar thing this year. So if if they're together, if they're dating, like,
it's going to come out.
It's going to come out. And didn't you say that you thought that maybe they were going to do the, like, Michelle Williams thing?
I think they're doing the white Michelle Williams thing.
But
so I think this is because we have a direct, an immediate precedent, which is that Michelle Williams knew that she was going to go to an award show with her new toy boy. And because of that, I should be up open about this now so that the news of the relationship is out in advance of us being on the red carpet, because she's like, I'm probably going to win. I don't think Cynthia Erivo is going to win, but point is, Oscars are more high profile than Golden Globes. So what I think is happening is that Lena Waithe has laid the foundation for, okay, she broke up with her wife.
Yeah.
I think next up is Lena Waithe and Cynthia Erivo are going to announce that they are dating.
Yeah.
And then I think that they are going to go to the Oscars together.
Right.
And I think that the only reason the reason I'm saying this is no one cares about Lena Waithe's love life. No one cared when she got married, so why would we care that she's getting divorced? You know
what
I mean?
There's a subset of people that do care, though. I mean, you're right. No one in the grander sense. But for her to send a statement to all of these people? She's like kind of like a big lesbian player in this scene now, I think.
Well, she's one of the most iconic. She's one of the most iconic gay thems. And I would, I guess, you know.
Right.
I call Lena Waithe close to a them, if not a them.
Right. At this point, she's like everywhere.
But I just think, like, why go through all of this now instead of waiting until after the Oscars, unless you're planning to make your debut at the Oscars? Because Lena Waithe could have waited one more month.
Well, her wife could have just filed for divorce. You know, her wife, it could have been on her wife that she just wanted to break up.
That's true. That's true. But I still think my conspiracy theory is that Lena Waithe and Cynthia Erivo are going to be arm in arm on the red carpet at the Oscars.
I know. I agree with that.
What is up with this Charlotte Gainsbourg headline?
Just read it.
It's perfect Daily Mail because they're combining two completely unrelated things. Actress Charlotte Gainsbourg, who released controversial song Lemon Incest with her famous singer dad Serge when she was just 12, launches desperate search for her missing cat Milo in New York. Milo?
Where's her cat? Where's her cat?
It's really sad. I hate a missing cat, but like, this is definitely a case of Daily Mail SEO where it's like, we can talk about this because number one, it involves cats, and number two, incest. It involves incest. That is great SEO. We're going to get so many clicks on this. And honestly, they probably did.
I clicked and then I like immediately closed it. And I was like, I hope she finds her cat.
Her cat's really cute.
Her cat's cute. I don't really even have the link here, so you don't even really can't click on it and see what's going on. Let's move on.
Okay, let's just move on to Rita.
You know, I've tried lots of things to get me to go to sleep in the past, you know, few years. Just a little bit of a push. You've got your melatonin, you got your various things, but I've found that of all the things, a little bit of CBD, a little bit of CB distillery, that's getting me conked right out. And sleeping through the night.
It really is. I love CB Distillery. They have, not all their products are for sleep. Some are for relaxation. But like, I love the sleep ones. They say, shh.
Those gummies they sent us, I was in a chill vibe all day when I took two of those.
They're good ass gummies. They're good ass gummies. No, you were. You were like, I took CBD earlier today and I feel chill.
I'm like not operating heavy machinery on those things. You know what I mean? I'm in a good place.
Heavy machinery?
What did I say?
You said heavy machinery, which is good. I like that. I know what you meant. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. They all caps the clean, which means you know it's clean. No fluff, no fillers, just effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. And I'm among those 90%. So if you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like we did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. Hooligans have a 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use code WHO, W-H-O, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code WHO, cbdistillery.com.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
Rita, what's going on with Rita?
She flaunts insane body in quadruple Instagram update showcasing skimpy stage outfits.
Wait, I'm sorry. Quadruple Instagram
update? Yeah, that's what they're calling carousels. It's a quadruple Instagram update.
Wait, when you post four pictures, you're doing a quadruple Instagram update?
Yeah, it's literally four. It says 2 months to go until South America. Come dance with me in March and April. Argentina, Chile, Brazil. I can't wait to see you. Get Lollapalooza tickets here. And then there's one photo of her in sort of like a bikini top. Then there's another one of her leaning on a disco ball. Then there's another one of her with her leg up, just like flexing leg up in a like a full like jumpsuit. Okay, and the next one is her kind of doing what looks like a like downward facing dog yoga pose on the stage. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a quadruple Instagram update. Lindsay, I don't know what's confusing about that to you. And it's showing off her skimpy stage outfit.
Did Rita Ora do, of course she did. Did she do a LinkedIn, Instagram, Tinder,
no,
Facebook
she didn't.
Meme? Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
Are you
I promise
sure?
you, she did not.
Okay. That's shocking to me.
It would have been so good. But she's above it. She doesn't need to do it.
She definitely did it.
No, she didn't.
It's gotta be out there somewhere. Okay.
I'm looking. It's not there.
Rita, what the fuck? Why won't you do? Rita probably saw it and was like, I'm not.
But also, sometimes Rita's a little late. Sometimes Rita's like a little late.
I know, but I want to think that Rita saw it and was like, LinkedIn? No, sweetie. I'm not on LinkedIn. And just decided not to do it.
Did you see?
You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you see this photo of her drinking the wine in Los Angeles?
Are you?
And she's wearing that like sheer, like boho chic top. So tons of turquoise.
Oh my God.
Boobs out. Fully sheer.
I mean,
she. Nips out.
God, I just love her. I love her so much.
She's been showing the nips more lately, I feel. Is that
she
wrong?
She doesn't give a shit anymore.
She yeah, really she has been. Care.
She loves
She's
it.
Been more about she like the sheer top great. Than she has been in the past.
She also.
I'm feeling
she
that
flaunted
for her.
Her toned abs in a plunging military inspired jacket. Oh my God. Inspired jacket as she shared playful snaps ahead of the latest show. Oh yeah, she's still on.
Masked Singer. It's still on.
Do you know that Khalees was on Masked Singer
as in
and just
milkshake?
Revealed
as
under
in food?
A mask? As in, yes. Literally, I was saying to our friend Ray, like, oh, Masked Singer UK, like, it's hard. I don't really care about it because I don't really know anyone who's on it who would be in under the masks because they had revealed that guy like Alan who was like worked as like in politics or whatever. Mm-hmm. But this week,
Alan!
Khalees. Khalees.
Oh, she was a daisy. That's cute. That's a good mask.
Disrespectful to Khalees, I guess, or whatever. I mean, I get this at this point. It's
most important.
It's respectful.
Most importantly, there was this headline, which is about the exact same quadruple Instagram update that Inquisitor was talking about. Inquisitor is very good. We've grown to love Inquisitor over the past like couple years, year or so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
This website, click it. What's it called? Like Sputnik News?
Sputniknews.com.
Like Russia finding new ways to dominate like our culture.
Wait, this is incredible. I love that every Rita is the only way to find new websites. Like, if you look for Rita, she's on every website that's new.
So I think Sputnik News is...
It might be a copy-paste website.
It's either a copy-paste website or it's all written by, like, AI, because I feel like they don't have any human staffers. Let me read this copy. The U.S. hitmaker has never been shy on social media, exciting fans with borderline snaps featuring Rita Ora in see-through outfits. To lure music lovers to her concert in South America, she opted for a no less appealing photo. The singer didn't stop at this Lolita-like image and added several...
To be fair, calling something Lolita-like is not a robot talk. That's a person talk.
It freaks me out, though.
Like, this passes the Turing test via the word Lolita-like. You know?
Yeah, also leave it to Sputnik News to mention Nabokov. You know what I mean?
Lolita-like, it's true. No, you're right. And if you click on Sputnik International, go to their main page, they're covering some important shit. It's not just Rita. They're talking about literally live updates. Aircraft with 83 people on board crashes in eastern Afghanistan. So, you know, there's stuff going on. Not just
this
Rita's...
website's so strange. Sputnik News.
Yeah.
Okay, we're done with Sputnik News. We're done with Rita. We're done with the episode. Thank you for listening to Who Weekly. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Support us on patreon.com/WhoWeekly. Big changes to our Patreon coming soon. All good. All means more content for you.
More shit.
You're going to get so much more content for the same price. What else is there? Oh, call 619-WHO-THEM if you want to leave questions, comments, or concerns. And... be sure to stream I'm Standing Through You. What's it called? Standing With You.
You mean the Diane Warren Chrissy Metz?
Stream I'm Standing With You from Breakthrough Soundtrack and support Diane Warren on her Oscar journey. We need her to win for her worst song. That's iconic.
It's true. It actually does represent like what's wrong with society if she wins, and it can prove a point. It proves a point or
you
something.
You can watch the
I
video
guess.
Now on Chrissy Metz's YouTube channel. Goodbye, everyone.
Chrissy Metz has a YouTube channel?
Yeah, of course. She has 30.6 thousand subscribers.
Okay, I can't. Goodbye.
Bye.
I have to go. Bye.